Okay. Morning.
Ashin Samach Gimel Sif Lamed Hey. Pas Zet Sharmanu Shoisakain the Might Rechov Amalbri. When we're talking about a case where you have over Eser Amos and you want to put a thin like pass of wall or something like that to Mamayit to lessen the width so it hits 10 Amos. It doesn't need to be one solid piece of wood or whatever it is. Like any dina mechitza, it could be you could use lavud and you could have one stick after another as long as it's less than the gimel tefachim in between. The pachas b'shalisha kishalim dami, and that's welcome to Sinai. That lavud it creates fills in the space between sticks if it's less than three. Lamed Vav. Mavui Shishava Mitaycho, a Mavui which is level inside, Umidroin, Pirish Makal Meshupa, the Rishus Arabim. And it's sloped down to Rishus Arabim. Or Shishava Rishus Arabim, Umidroin the Socho, or if it's Rishus Arabim the Shove, and there's a slope into the Mavui. Imhodich Umislaki Ma'at Ma'at, if it's a very low slope, I should make bia asara mitoch arba amos until it reaches and we're going up asara mitoch arba amos, which we saw there was a machlokes in earlier about al kupanim. According to that's the Rama brings that, but according to Shulchan Aruch, it needs to have a asara tefachim and a slope of arba amos. The Rama says that you need a longer slope and arba amos over here, but according to the Mechaber holds the steep slope is 4 amos by 10. Harehu ki'ilu zokof kulo, it's ki'ilu, it's a vertical wall. The einu tzarach shum tikun, he doesn't need any other tikun if it's a very high, if it's a steep enough slope, then that's considered a wall, and that's a tikkun for the mavoi, and it's not considered but foolish to Rishus Harabim. Uvazet hatel havi kimechitza, and in this matter, the atel of natural hill would be considered a mechitza, a hill, a mountain, things like that. So I mean, it's very interesting stuff. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara and Tosfos about maybe Eretz Yisrael would be Mukuf Mechitzas because it's, you have the coast and you have the mountains surrounding, and the mountains going from the top surrounding to the bottom. You have hills and stuff, so maybe, all Eretz Yisrael should be considered Mukuf Mechitzas. Tosfos talks about it. It's Ayin Shem in the Sugya that Levi said it's not, but Al Kupanim, that's the idea. If you have making an Erev by a city which has one edge of it is mountainous or hills or something like that, so then that could also work as a mechitza. However, the shayla, but the place can bring is you say that, however, if there's a road or a path going over the hill, does that mevatel the mechitza? Vatel the tell and make it not usable. It's a bit of a machlokes. It seems that the poskim hold that mikaron we don't paskin that way. Birlocha says unless you want to say remachmir, if there's a shishim rebo, then it would be mevatel. But if you have but akupan in general, it's not considered foolish. It's considered a wall and as any other natural or even a charitz. If you have like a moat or something going around the city or something like that, that would also a ditch or a valley, some sort of steep valley or something like that, then that would also be considered a cliff. That would be considered a mechitza as well. Din mavi shin samach da. Mavi am a foolish mishnei rosha l'shus harabim. Mavi which is open on both ends to l'shus harabim. Otzad echad l'shus harabim mitzidu l'shein l'karmelis. Or one entrance is to l'shus harabim, one entrance to l'karmelis. Hagav shnei rosha p'suchin l'karmelis. Or both of them are p'suchin to Carmelis, which is more nageya nowadays according to the Mikilim and to our cities. Tzarech Tzurus HaPesach Mikan V'lechi Yakor Mikan. Tzurus HaPesach on one side and Yakor on the other side. But Im Tzido Echad Pasuach Rishus HaRavi, but if one side is open to Rishus HaRavi, Tzido HaShein L'chotz HaShein Merevis, and the other end is a house or a chotzer that's Einim Merevis, that what they didn't do an Eruv with him. The Baruch Hupanim, it just ends with a house, a walled house. If he is Meruv, you don't even need that. But Baruch Hupanim, it's not considered mefoolish, even if it's not Meruv, it's not considered mefoolish to anything, and the Mavui is stays a Mavui. As long as it has the same tnaim that has chaterim, the wall is high enough, then you only need a tikkun mavui. Aval im eno rak chotzer, but if it's at the din of a chotzer, it's not so long. You have to have tikkun chotzer in shnei tzada. Then you need to go ahead with tikkun chotzer, which is passing or it's for a pesach, whatever from both sides. Rishusa rabim atzva enini teres el bezlosel. So this is a. This is more famous sifim in Yerushalayim, is that Rishus HaRabim, Atzva Eini Teres El Delosos, actually Rishus HaRabim, you cannot, unless it's completely enclosed by walls or a door, walls and a door, not, you can't use Tzuras HaPesach or any of the other things, it's only Mutter, the Delosos, Rishinelos V'Laila, and that they are closed at night. This is the Gemara in Erev, talks about Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim was the Rishus HaRabim, and it was a walled city, and they used to close the doors at night in order to matir, make it not a Rishus HaRabim, and you're able to do Erev inside, and make one big Erev, or whatever it was. Yeshayimim, even if they're not locked at night, closed at night, of has to be the royal noel. If they weren't movable, then if you had a delos, but it was no one used it in a long time, you have to make it usable to close. We don't actually have to close it at night; it has to be ruy. I did see someone said that also you need to have a tzuras of pesach there, because otherwise, if it's not closed, then what are you, who says it's a door, there. When after you make a door, and you make an Eruv, and you marve everyone together, that's considered like one chotzer. Again, this gets into the whole shaila of big cities, or Moshe, Chazani, all the discussions about Eruv nowadays. If there's a Rishus, actual Rishus HaRabim, in big cities, if there's a street, Ramesha says Manhattan, Brooklyn, really any large city that has that is in one area, that you're going to have around 600,000 people all congregating towards the middle, or even all around, all around the streets. Ramesha held you can't make an Arab around that. It has to be the loss. You'd have to have the losses, which. Having strings in Tzuras HaPesach, unless you put actual walls, won't work. It's completely encircled, and obviously if it's a few small openings, that's a different issue, but Al Kopana needs a door.
What about the Yam?
Or the Yam, also the Yam would also. The Yam is a natural thing. I don't think that's not considered. Has to be actual mechitzas, not the natural mechitzas to matter it as well. And it's only din derabbanan that. This is not a din deraisa. Because deraisa, you could use proper tzuras of pesach and things, and that's considered a mechitza. It's only a din derabbanan. The Chazanish has everybody has a bunch of tshuvas about why it doesn't work and why all these cheshbonos, there's a river shus harabim, it doesn't work. However, he says in Mekayim, like he talks about in Queens, which he says, it's not like New York. Queens is not like New York. So it was a very interesting tshuva. He says that the Garden Hills is much smaller. It's not like Brooklyn or Manhattan, so they can, it's even kosher, you should do a Arab over there. And he says, even to do an Erev for people, you say, well, I'm going to do an Erev so people aren't going to care anyway. I'm just going to memayit their Isurim. He says, it's only a cause of Nechshonim for other people. And you can't go ahead and, you don't make an Erev for people who are Varyonim and don't care about, who won't carry anyway. Chazanish has a very interesting Shita, which a lot of them, it goes to Shita's Chazanish, that, he holds the way it works is that if you have one section which is a enclosed mavui, like and that's midaraisa, that is considered shusa yachid, and you have three, oh, just, you know, whatever, you have three enclosed thing, and then the fourth wall, then it hits a wall over here. So the fourth wall, takatli alpi din daraisa, the wall, it's enclosed. And we don't paskin that the rabbim come and mevatel the mechitza. That's we don't paskin like that. As Shitas Rav Yehuda, we don't paskin like that. So therefore, it's kili have a wall stretching across Rishus Rabbim, and therefore this turns into Rishus Yachid, and this turns into Rishus Yachid, and the whole city turns into Rishus Yachid, and that's why you can go ahead and do an eruv. That's why, you know, any Eruv you say is Mahan, and they try to do Omen Merubah, all the parts, they try to be sure that there's more walls than openings to try to Bekai in this Chazanish. Moshe has a later Tshuva where he says the Chazanish is Tamuah, makes no sense, and his story is very Mechudish, and he didn't like it, but Chopanim, these are the two main, whatever issues in Eruvin and the Rishus HaRabim. Gemo mavui akum kamin dalet, that if you have a mavui which is like a dalet, dino ki ilu hayam a foolish makrimu, so we consider that it's either ki ilu it's foolish in the where it turns the corner. You don't say it's one mavui, it's kehilu, it's that you have to put a tzuras pesach or some other tikkun by the corner. And by the both ends also, oh, tzuras pesach v'chol echad mishnei roshav of lechi yokorav v'achimuso, or you put a tzuras pesach in the front, and you can put a lechi in the middle. Also, it can be in ches. However, if it's like a ches, if it goes like this, then tzarach tzuras pesach b'shnei achrim. So then, on each corner, you need to put a tzuras pesach. V'lechi yakor b'shnei roshav, or opposite. I saw some people bring down that from Meisr Rav that the Gros said that he didn't like people being metalta with an eruv because he was choshish that every turn of the road you have to put a tikkun. Who says that every turn is going to be a tikkun? It's a complicated thing. You have to be sure any time the road turns, so you have to put a new section, a new this, and it's hard to keep on top of that. There's a lot of gets a lot of details and things. Dalet mavuos apsuchim elu leelu. If you have streets which are open one to the other, ena ikum el echa mehem noitel rishus harabim, and only one of them is curved or corners to rishus harabim. Kiyum shepsichas a mavui achitzon rishus harabim. Since the outer mavui, the entrance to this neighborhood that gave it opens to rishus harabim, hari also mavui shepasuch elav achemiso. That mavui, which is open to Rosh Hashanah, is considered like Rosh Hashanah. And chen mavui pasuch also mavui chen kulan. That whole neighborhood turns into Rosh Hashanah, even though they're all twisted and turned and everything like that. But if there's one area which is open to Rosh Hashanah, then you need to put Rosh Hashanah, whatever it is. You can't just say, well, inner cul-de-sac or whatever. I'm going to go ahead and make an Eruv there because it's all considered Rishus HaRabim, and you wouldn't be making an Eruv unless you block off Kilu, the opening to Rishus HaRabim with the Tzuras HaPesach or something.
I didn't
understand the Akhimus where that place here. No, because I think the Kiddush is that even though, let's say it's a whole neighborhood, but let's say that it's like has one opening, one entrance to Rishus HaRabim, and even if it's Akul, even if that last mavui, which opens to the main mavui, turns a few turns, let's say, it's very twisted, turns, and then it opens up to a whole bunch of other small streets, That street is considered Rishus HaRabim, but Kilo makes the whole thing into Rishus HaRabim. Mavi Ha'asa Kandadol, you have a Mavi which is made like a centipede, meaning it has a center Mavoi, and there's a bunch of little Mavuos, little streets, or alleys, whatever, coming out from it. Ha'ayna Mavoi Gadol, Shaharbe Mavuos, Ptani Pesuchim Lo, Roshi Yashnim, Pesuchim Rishus HaRabim, and the other openings go out to Rishus HaRabim. If you in Pisrik Tani Mishimikan and Mikan, even if the small openings, even if they're not, this street's over here, this street's over here, they're not a straight street, there's different small streets. Oysel the Kol Echav im Kom Psychoso Mamovi Godol Tsuras of Pesach. You have to, on those small streets, you have to make a tzuras of Pesach. And Verosh or Sheni, HaPasuch Rishus HaRabim, Lechi or Kaira. And if you have, like, for example, you have a Mavi Godel and you have a bunch of small streets coming out of it, and those small streets are open to Rishus HaRabim, you have to consider each, you have to go ahead and make a tikkun for each small street. Well, Mavi Godel, in whom a foolish, if it is open at the end to Rishus HaRabim, Oysa Tzuras HaPesach, Mitzad Echad, then you make a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, Mitzidu HaShen Lecha HaKoira, Yehu Sosum, Oysa Lechi HaKoira Barosho, if that's the last side is Sosum, you can just make a Lechi HaKoira Barosho, and that's after you make all the small side streets, you put a Tikkun, you put a Tzuras HaPesach, and then you fix the main Mavoi after that. So then they're not Mefulish, that's not considered Mefulish to Rishus HaRabim, which would indicate that would make it, wouldn't make it make an Eruv if it's to Rishus HaRabim. Shin Samachay, the Mavoi Shenifrats. Let's say, there's a Pirza in the wall of a Mavoi. Mavoi Shenifrats are both Pirza Mitzido Klapi Rosho. If you have a Mavoi which, there's an opening on the side, on the, close, not all the way to the end, obviously, but close to the entrance. In Nisha, in the wall, in Nisha, Omi Berosha, pass Rachav Arba, Tfachim Mutter, if there's Arba Tfachim of the wall, up to the end of the Mavoi, if that's still there, then it's Mutter, it's not Mavatal the Mavoi. Nusha Te appear to Yosemesh Alasar, as long as the opening is not greater than Esaramos. Im lo nishar pasar ba. Also, however, if it's only a mashu left, it's not even dal tzvachim, then it ruins the mavui. Unless the pirza is less than gimel tzvachim, so then it's lavo, then it's not considered a pirza. However, if the way the Mishnah says that if you have such an opening close to the end, if there's less than Dalat Tfach, people are going to start walking through over there. So then, basically, you would have to go ahead and put a tikkun by the end of, make a koira by the end of the pirza. You can't use that. It's mevatel the section, the end of the mavui. It's mevatel. Nifrat b'tzido shelo klapi rosha. If it's not near the entrance, but it's a different part of the mavui. Shiuro be'eser. Then again, you need anything less than eser amos is fine. If you're in the shtar, may a kaisel be sold klum. Even if it's complete, that wall over there is completely removed. Who the low bucky barabim? As long as that pirza at the other end of the mavui, the people aren't starting like rabim. It's not like Rishus HaRabim suddenly they have a new shortcut. Waze puts them when you're running through now the Mavoi. So, if Waze turns everyone to that place, then it will be a problem. But if not, then it's okay. Aval e Baki Barabim, Afil al Nifrat Rakabar Tfachim, even if it's a small opening, Terech Lataknam Sham, then, we need to put a tikkun over there, so that you can go ahead and Kido block that. Block that up to matter the mavui. Mavui shenifrats. Meaning, what does it mean? Doesn't mean you put a lechi there. It means you have to be ma'ir from a bar tfachim, or you put a tzuras of pesach kilu that it's not going to go ahead. That I don't even want to talk about. You have suddenly 600,000 people start walking through that pesach. We're talking about that people are starting to use that pesach as a regular opening. So then, in order to go ahead and to matter the mavui, you'd have to go ahead and either close it up or put it through a Pesach, something like that. Mavi shenifrats miyulua lachatzer. If one side, you know, obviously we used to have the mavi as an opening to a chatzer, that's completely the whole side is completely open to a chatzer. Venifrats hachatzer mitzav sheni v'shusarabim. And now the second side of the house or the chatzer is open to v'shusarabim. Im lo eruv b'nei chatzer im b'nei mavi. If the b'nei chatzer didn't make a shito for an eruv with the b'nei mavi chatzer mutter, then that chatzer is mutter. That's considered mutter to carry in if they had their own area. If you nifrat necha pirtzes the mavoi, even if it's a straight, it's like kilos but foolish, the pirtzes necha the pirtza of the mavoi, that's okay. If you feel a baki barabim, even if people started using his chotzer as a shortcut, as long as the pirtza is not greater than eser, then it's still considered enclosed. However, the mavui becomes aser as long as it's because there it's bigger. So they say there's more rachshash here to come to carry your shusarabim. One of the reasons why mavui needs all these tikkunim, since it's big, it's a street. You're going to come to say this street, what's in this street and that street, and you're going to go ahead and start carrying everywhere. Now chotzer, you're not going to make that mistake. So therefore, a mavui is a problem. The chotzer would be okay. Even mavui yoserasala. And part of this thing over here is that since they didn't make an eruv, so like we had the case before where you cut the mavui in half, then the eruv, the aser, the people in the mavui, unless they make a kagain. Let's see, shenichnasu kasei a mavui bechotzer. Let's say the walls of the mavui going to the chotzer, in she'ena gipufin shenisharu, the bits of wall left, bechotzer niri the misha oime b'mavui. They can't see the bits of the wall, pieces of the wall left, for someone who's, you know, standing by the mavui, but in niri, but if they can see still pieces of the wall, oilin lo mishum lechi, those who actually work as a lechi, umutr, that's matir, it separates, and it's matir the mavui. Im eru b'nei achotzer, im b'nei amavui, if the b'nei achotzer make an eruv with the b'nei amavui, the pirtza shem amavui lechotzer, and then the pirtza opens into a chotzer, eno mitzad achotzer, a pirtza achotzer mitzad asheni, eno mikuvonos negi pirtza amavui, if that the two openings, we're talking again, the chotzer is open to Rishus Rabim. If the two openings don't go straight, they're not connected to each other, chotzer shel Rabim, gam mavui mutter, then the mavui is also mutter. But im lo eruv, if they didn't do an eruv, oh, afilo eruv, pirtas a chotzer le mavui mitzido, it's not in the main area, it's on the side. Oh, afilu ve'emtza chotzer, it's in the middle of the wall, the chotzer, pirtas chotzer mitzad hasheni kenegda, and it goes straight through to the Rishus HaRabim. Oh, afilu ena kenegda, even if it's not keneged, but chotzer hu shel yachid, and it's not a chotzer of the Rabim, it's like a park or something like that, but it's a chotzer of a yachid, aser them, and then that would aser everything together. He has to make a proper tikkun. Ve'im nifrat zirchava p'chusa misasayim. If it opens to an area which is less than Sasaim, or Yoyser la Sasaim, hukof the dira, if it's to an empty area, some sort of field or something like that, that's either less than Sasaim, so it's not a karpa, they'll do a karpa over here. Dirukil nifat sechotzer, it's the same din as kil nifat sechotzer, and the same thing applies if it's chotzer shel rabim, or chotzer shel yachidim, you know, if it depends if the entrance is straight or not straight through. Avalim yisera al sasayim the hook for the dira. If it's a din of a karpaf and it's bigger than sasayim and it's not hook of the dira, havi ki idol nifrat sa karmelis v'tarach tikkun. Then it's ki idol nifrat sa karmelis. Even because the chavim made a din of a karpaf as a karmelis, and therefore if it's open to a karmelis, you need to put it to a pesach or need a tikkun. Stop here. Yeah.